Regina, a press conference with Vicky Mowat, Shadow Minister for Health, and Meera Conway, Shadow Minister for Rural and Remote Health, was held January 29, bringing attention to healthcare closures in the west central region of the province. During the conference, Mowat and Conway voiced their concerns with the SASC party government's failure to recruit and retain healthcare workers in the area, leading to devastating service closures and putting patient safety at risk. The people of Saskatchewan, their health and well-being, are being taken for granted by this SASC party government. The longer the SASC party is in power, the further our friends and family will have to drive for basic healthcare, said Mowat. On November 16, Roger Ogram, 71, was involved in a two-vehicle collision, where he was supposed to be transported to Lloydminster Hospital but was rerouted to Battleford's Union Hospital for a CT scan as the department in Lloydminster was not staffed on weekends. Ogram succumbed to his injuries before receiving care while being transported to North Battleford. Since then, ambulance services in Caribert have been spotty due to EMS staffing shortages, resulting in services being pulled in from Kindersley, Unity, and Provost, Alta, and increasing wait times. This, along with the closure of emergency services at the Wilkie and District Health Center for more than 3 years, has compounded the pressure on healthcare staff at all levels of care. The Saskatchewan NDP and local patient advocates are calling out local SASC party MLAs Kim Gartner, James Thorstenson, and Colleen Young for failing to deliver change and for letting their constituents go without these vital healthcare services. We've seen zero results from the local SASC party MLAs. They're putting party politics ahead of the people who elected them, Conway. Gartner, Thorstenson, and Young need to stand up to Health Minister Jeremy Cockrell. Drive down the same roads your constituents take to North Battleford for care, and do your jobs. Healthcare in Lloydminster is encountering considerable difficulties stemming from resource shortages across various sectors, most notably insufficient staffing that has led to the unavailability of the CT scanner, which the community contributed to by covering half of its cost, said Christine Weisbeck, a Lloydminster patient advocate and first responder. My efforts to express my worries regarding these urgent issues to our local MLA, Colleen Young, have not been very fruitful, as I have only received a response indicating that she requires additional time to address them. Both Thorstenson and Gartner responded in a joint statement to sasktoday.ca, stating, "Currently, across Canada, every province and territory are facing challenges when it comes to retention of healthcare providers and services. Our government has been very bold in its direction for a Health Human Resources Action Plan, and we have seen good results, and we continue doing all we can to improve healthcare services for all citizens in Saskatchewan. Following the campaign, in the fall speech from the throne, we announced our goal to work to ensure everyone in Saskatchewan has access to a primary health provider, a doctor or a nurse practitioner, by the end of 2028. We don't make that promise lightly. As MLAs, we are committed to listening to constituents and working with communities to improve services. The best solutions often come from those who experience the challenges firsthand. While the NDP focus on criticism, we remain dedicated to collaborating with the Shaw and stakeholders to find real solutions for improving healthcare access."